Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
The biggest march yet over the death of Freddie Gray. Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Johnson.
And I'm Deborah L. Theron. We begin with outrage and
Yo.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hey, we are hanging out with our special guest tonight, photographer Thomas Harrod. He's here to share his picture-perfect passion. I said that, picture-perfect passion. And he happens to be my uncle. So, hey, we're going to pull up with Tom Harrod. And you can go to TomHarrod.com right now to get a jump on it. Tom Harrod, Thomas, actually Tom Harrod, so we call him. His name is Thomas Harrod. The site is thomasharrod.com, Thomas Harrod, H-E-R-O-D.com. Hey, check out the photography. This is what happens when you follow your passion. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give up, Madam Boston. What's up? Welcome.
Way, how you doing? Good evening. In the morning time.
Doing well. Good evening. Happy Cinco de Mayo. This is a quick one tonight, so we're going to get right to it. All the way live from the other side of ATL, hot chocolate. What's cracking?
Yo, yo, and the yo to the TM Hyman Radio crew. What's up, man, in Boston?
Hello.
What's going on with people? Hey, I just want to get right to it because this is a quick one tonight. We in and we out. Thomas Harrod, again, you can go to thomasharrod.com to check out some of the work. But I'm just going to go ahead and bring my family on. My uncle's been hanging by for a minute, didn't see him there for a while. Uncle Tom, hey, welcome to the show, brother.
I'm fine. And Uncle Tom has a different connotation. Yeah, that's fine. I'm doing fine. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Respectfully.
Hey, this is the kind of conversation, the kind of humor that I've been used to all my life, guys. Like my uncle is probably one of the smartest people that I know. I mean, like he designed software back in the day. So, you know, this guy to me was like a genius. He has done everything, like some of the coolest stuff. He did Forex way before we even knew what Forex was. And these days he is into photography and does it really well. You can check him out and his work out at thomasharrod.com. Welcome, Tom. I think I just introduced you. But why don't you introduce yourself, man? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, Tom Harrod. Actually, you can find a lot of that on my website. I am a 75-year-old Vietnam vet. I've wanted to shoot photography for a long time, ever since I was in Vietnam, where you could buy cameras real cheap. But I actually picked up my first camera in September 2019, right? I bought an old Canon T3. Huh? I bought an old Canon T3 for about $150 and didn't know anything about it. Talked to a professional photographer. He taught me about the exposure triangle. Didn't understand it, but I just started shooting. And it took me a while to learn what kind of photography I really liked. You know, so I shot, you know, macro photography, real estate. I did portraits. I did headshots. I did Santa shoots, I did sports, I did street photography, still life, landscape. And it took me a while to figure out, you know, like, what kind of photographer am I? And I was looking in the wrong place. And when I, because at my heart, I'm a storyteller. I like to write. I've written all my life. And when I finally decided that what I really wanted to do was tell stories with my photography, it kind of all fit together. So what I do is I look for things that impact me emotionally. It makes me laugh, or it makes me sad, or it makes me angry, or it makes me wonder. You know, there's so many things out there that you can shoot. And I figure if I can connect with it emotionally, then other people will connect with it emotionally also. You know, so that's basically where I am.
I
your
received,
website?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to ask, is your website the main place where you present your work?
Okay, so I just got started with this. The website has been changed around and whatnot. So, yeah, you can see some of my photography. I've taken over, in the last 18 months, I've probably taken over 20,000 pictures. And if you look at the website, there's only about 12 pictures out there that I think are worthy. It's because photography is, you know, is about failure. It's about, you know,
right,
failing, getting up, and learning how to shoot it right. So my photography out, is out there. The stories that I want to tell are in the blog that's on the website. And if people want to buy any of the pictures of, that I put out there, there's a shop out there that where they can buy photos and whatnot. So either download them digitally or get prints or whatever. So, but yeah, that's the main place. I just opened a Facebook business page April 22nd. So that's, and I just opened a Twitter account, you know, April 22nd. So that's just getting off the ground. And that's basically where my career is right now. It's a brand new career.
Off to a good start, folks. I received some paintings recently, specifically one that I really, really like, although I like them all. But one is a picture of the barracoons. And if you don't know what the barracoons are, you can actually – so in the post of the show right now, the slides that you see, one of the slides is a picture that is leaning up against the wall. Right. And that is a picture of the barracoons. Uncle Tom, can you actually explain what drew you to the barracoons and what the barracoons actually are for people who have no idea?
When I first started shooting, you know, in the part of I don't like to do cityscapes. I like to do landscapes. And so I also like to travel. So we happen to be in, actually my wife went to Virginia to visit her sisters, and I took the opportunity to escape, and I went to Savannah just to shoot basically street photography because I was in the street photography at the time. And I happened to come off of River Street, and I saw this brick facade, and I just wondered what it was, and I went up and I read it. And the barracoons are – they're structures where they used to hold slaves while they were waiting to be auctioned off. There's four of these. Yeah, and it's, you can still see, and if you walk into the barracoons, you can actually see the holes in the wall where slaves used to, because they packed people in. There'd be 500 or 600 people in each one of those, what you call the garage. It looks like a big garage. But they would pack 500 or 600 people in there, and they were crushed up against each other, and it was hard to breathe. And you can actually see the holes where the slaves would get up and try to get some air that was coming through there. So, I made an emotional connection to it right away because, you know, just walking in there, it's almost like you can feel – you know, what happened there. It impacts you emotionally for sure. At least it did me. So when people that look at this picture, it's the picture of the outside of the barracoons. It's actually in an alleyway. And people that go to Savannah pass by all the time. They have no idea what it is, you know, because it's just a big brick thing that looks like it holds cars. As a matter of fact, they used to park cars in there. People look at that, at the photo that I have, and if they don't know what it is and they don't understand the history and what it meant, you know, the slave trade and to black history, they don't think anything about it. But when I found out about it and I took the photo, that's the first picture that I hung on my wall because it means something. That's what I'm talking about, emotional connection. People take pictures or what I call snapshots, and they're attracted to you know, the color or the viewpoint or whatever. There's something that, that makes them say, oh, wow, that's a great shot. Well, you know, I used to think that when I first started out, I was taking great shots. And I wasn't taking great shots. I was taking great snapshots. And I've learned, you know, through this journey the last 18 months. First of all, I still have a lot to learn, but I've learned that there's more than just pointing your camera at something and clicking the shutter, because the camera sees things differently than your eye sees. You know, it's the eye of an everyday person is not like the eye of a photographer, and it takes a while to, you know, to get that eye. So when I see that picture of the barracoons, it means something completely different to me than somebody that doesn't know about the history. So that's where it is.
Wow. I've learned something new.
Thanks for sharing that.
Me too.
No, deep, rich history. I can't wait to find a frame for this picture. But again, folks, you can check out thomasherrick.com. I'm on the website right now, and the homepage itself has some dynamic landscapes. And I mean, man, just vivid pictures. Where were you with this sunset? This sunset looks like it could have been like Hawaii. I see a palm tree and just the dynamic sunset over some water. Where was it?
Okay, that picture was actually a happy accident. We're at Jekyll Island, and I'd shot – generally when I go out, my process is I'll go out and I'll investigate. I'll just walk around with an iPhone, you know, and just walk around and look for compositions, look for something that's interesting. And that generally takes the whole day. And then I'll come back the next day and I'll actually shoot that. So I had planned to go out and catch the sunrise. And I knew what time the sunrise was coming. And my wife was tired and she didn't want to go. So I'm lying in the bed. It's about 6 a.m. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not going to let her stop me from going out there. So I jumped up and dressed and I patted her on the head and I said, I'm gone. And I went down to Driftwood Beach, where there's just driftwood all over the place. It's been there for, I don't know, hundreds of years, I guess. And I had planned to take a different shot, but the entrance to Driftwood Beach is you go down this path. It's about maybe 60 yards long, and you're walking on the sand. And I was late. I was late getting there. And when I almost got to the entrance of the to the beach, I saw that sun, you know, and I couldn't let that opportunity go by. And so I set up my tripod, anchored it in the ground, put the camera up and shot that real quick. Now it's actually not a very good photo technically. As a photographer, I can say that it's not, but people look at it and say, oh, that's a beautiful sunset.
Yeah, absolutely. Every artist
well, people look at it
about
and say,
ish.
Right, exactly. So there's another picture there that I went to take. It's to the lower. It's in the lower left quadrant. It's kind of blue and pink, and you can see that the driftwood there, which is about 30 feet high, actually, that's the picture that I went to take. You know, but this one was an accident, a happy accident. You know, so
got it. Looking at both of them, and so folks, the one that he just described is, you know, right there. The picture is the Driftwood Beach. I'm looking at it right now. You can actually buy a commercial license copy of that for $65.53, or an advertised license you can buy it for $665. It's a dynamic picture, right? The sunset one that I was talking about, if you click on, also available for $69.53. Or you can actually buy the licensed version of it for $695.50. Uncle Tom, what's one thing you'd like people to know? I keep calling you, you know, Uncle Tom, and I know, again, you started off as a connotation, right? you know, hilarious,
that's
right?
All right.
But it is certainly my dear Uncle Tom, which is a little different, folks.
Right.
What's
right.
one thing you like people to know about you, man? Because clearly you are good at what you do. You have a sincere passion for it. But what's one thing people should know about you, or you want
about
people to
me?
Know about you?
Well, you know, that, you know, it's never too late to start. I run across photographers all the time that have been doing this for years, and they tell me that, you know, you've got a good eye. What you need to work is on the technical end of it, and that's what I'm struggling with right now. It takes a long time to become good at anything, actually. You know, and patience is probably one of the greatest strengths a photographer can possess. You know, all artists or creators want validation, and we all want to be told that we're good. So our friends and our family, they all tell us we're good. And that's not always the case, right? So most of us, or a lot of us, have the tendency, especially early in your career, you know, to show off your work before you're actually ready, you know. I didn't have that tendency because, you know, like a lot of creators, a lot of artists, photographers, they're afraid to show their stuff, you know. I'm in a Facebook group that's got 3,000 people on it, but there's probably only 60 people that share their photos. Everybody else just goes there to look. And they're probably pretty good, but if you don't get your stuff out there and let people see it, you'll never get that feedback, you know, and you'll never know how good you really are. So, but you know, like I'm not
Absolutely.
Afraid of it anymore. I just go out there and do it. Jump in with both.
Yeah,
people.
Well, you have no need to be afraid. No need to be afraid. I mean, of course, you know, I think I might be a little biased, but I'm also a creator, right? And I'm also a buyer, right? And I try to be honest. But I think, you know, the work is phenomenal. But, I mean, share your thoughts, my friends. I mean, are you all on the site? I mean, what are your thoughts on the work?
No, sir.
Okay.
I didn't pull it up yet.
Well, when you get a chance to actually check it out, you know, provide the feedback, folks. And what I'm going to ask, even folks out there listening right now, please share it, right? He's on Facebook. He is on Twitter, and he's working on his Instagram platform, thomasherod.com.
It's Thomas, H-E-R-O-D.com. Like Evil King Herod in the Bible. Same guy. Different guy.
Yeah,
same name.
Different guy. A little different.
Right. Different guys,
same
name. Right.
Just a little different. Right. Definitely. Well, man, much love. Ladies, any other questions before we wrap it up?
No, I just want to commend you on starting on something new, though, regardless of what point of life you're at. A lot of people don't do anything. So, yeah, I commend you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's just my belief is that if you're not doing something, that's why people die. If they don't have it, if not busy, they don't, you know, they don't keep at that. So. Yeah.
It's true. And then when it comes to passion, right, I mean, the one thing that he said is that it's never too late. And I think that is a great note to end on tonight because, you know, folks, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. We're sliding into the weekend, you know, but many people are sliding into the weekend unhappy because they're not doing what they really enjoy, right? They're not doing what they really want to be doing. And if you're going to be happy as you slide into anything, specifically your latter part of life, right, sometimes, listen, you can't keep sacrificing, you know, a mundane situation, you know, when you have something burning inside of you that you really want to do. You know, he said he'd been wanting to do a photography for quite some time. But I also know that he has a lot of different projects and things on the inside. So he's had an opportunity to try to birth all of those different things, and he's not afraid to try something different. I encourage you to follow the same type of path. Birth those things that are burning on the inside, right? Don't let those things die. Don't let them die with you,
right.
You know? Go after your passion. It's never too late, regardless of what it is. So we will continue to support the work. And I'm going to say, man, this is the first time we've done a lot of shows over the last few years. Have we ever had a photographer on? Have we ever had anybody on to talk about art?
Not about photography,
never.
No.
Yeah, never. So this is great. And you are welcome back here anytime, man. This is new for you. So we're looking for you to, come back and tell us that you sold, a few paintings and what you'll be working on. Drop your social one more time for the folks. It's real easy. But you tell them.
Okay. So the website is thomashera.com, thomashera.com. My Facebook is all one word, Thomas Herod Photography, and my Twitter is THEROD Photog, THOTOG. So that's on Twitter. I post every
it
day.
Is.
I post there every day.
Check him out. He posts every day. Thomas Herod.
And it's not only my work, but it's I'm saying that when I post every day, I don't only post, pictures. I post other stuff about art and photography in general and that type of thing. So I'm trying to make it interesting.
Yeah,
for all things photography. Hey, and education and other stuff, right? I mean, things like the Barracoons. And so you will learn some things that you didn't know by logging on to thomasherrod.com. Hey, thank you all for hanging out tonight. Uncle Tom, thanks for stopping past. And CeeLo Hot Chocolate, we will do this again on Monday. Y'all have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Be safe and know that we love you all. God bless you and good night. Take another fight.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show.